This morning we have a guest joining us here in our studios. Kate Olson, the Cass County Extension Director, is in with us this morning. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
Yeah, you bet. We've got a couple of things we wanted to talk about. They both tie together because they involve food, and we like food.
We like food. I love food.
I know. Sometimes we like it more than we probably should, but that's okay. That's all right. I want to talk a little bit about a program that you've got. You've kind of got out searching right now.
Yes.
You're involved with the AmeriCorps program, looking for some help this year.
We are, yes. Iowa State University, through the 4-H program, hosts AmeriCorps students around the state every year. And Cass County has been granted the opportunity to host a part-time AmeriCorps student working approximately 900 hours. So that would be from February through November of 2016. So that is coming right up, and we are looking for the right person to fill that AmeriCorps position.
Very good. What all are you looking for? What would the successful applicant look like?
Well, AmeriCorps projects can vary greatly. The project we have applied to staff is a project involving school gardens and getting some school gardens off the ground, getting farm-to-school programs off the ground. Just basically, this goes back to food. We want to teach kids about food, healthy food, growing food, and that can look like a lot of different things. We've done some programs in the past in Cass County, and we see this as kind of an extension of that, taking that to the next step and actually having an educator on the ground working with kids this summer is our goal.
So ultimately, you would love to have someone who has an interest in that type of field.
Right. Yeah. If they have an interest in horticulture, if they have an interest in working with youth, if they have an interest in community service, obviously, this is a great opportunity to kind of mix all of those interests. Wellness will also be another focus. So a wide variety of candidates with a background would be a good candidates, but you know, certainly food, wellness, youth, a mix of those would be a great fit.
This is kind of a temporary thing, but it gets going here pretty quickly.
It does get going pretty quickly, yes. We're looking to get the position filled by the 15th of February. So we really would like to hear from any candidates that are interested. Because it is an AmeriCorps program, it is paid. It's not definitely a high-paid thing. It's probably nothing you're going to do to get rich. But it is paid, monthly stipend, an added benefit, if you will. It's kind of basically like working for a scholarship is what I always say. At the end of completion of those 900 hours, they get an education benefit of almost $3,000 that can be applied towards student loans or paid toward tuition if they're a current student. The other way this position has been filled in some of our neighboring counties is also with maybe some retired teachers or other retired folks. And as an added benefit, if you're above 55, you can pass that education award onto a dependent like a child or a grandchild. So that's another kind of fun fact, I guess, if for folks who may be wanting to apply but wondering how they're going to use that education benefit.
Mm-hmm. So you're not necessarily just looking for a student.
No. Like I said, the two more traditional type candidates that would probably fill this role would be number one, a college student or a recent graduate who's looking to just kind of get some experience under their belt. We would also consider doing this as an extended internship. We can fit most of those 900 hours into our summer internship time frame, but to hit all of them, they would have to maybe be willing to come back some weekends during the spring and fall semesters to do some prep work and some wrap up. And they could also do some of it from school as far as the paperwork ends of that as well.
And who knows where it might lead down the road. If you get someone, for example, who is, say, a senior in college and they're working towards something and perhaps they always thought maybe extension type work would be something that might be in their future, maybe this opens some doors for them down the road. No promises, but who knows?
Right, absolutely. And again, anything, if you're looking at a wellness-related position on graduation, a position working with youth, if you're looking at a food service type position, all of those would be great fits. And this does look very good on a resume, which certainly, you know, we want to take that into consideration.
Absolutely. So they need to get after it soon. Do you
yes.
have applicants already, or you're still looking for more, obviously?
We are still looking for more. It's kind of a unique niche that we're trying to fill. We've had some folks interested, and the timing just didn't work out in their schedules, so the position is still open. We would like to have several qualified candidates that we can work with, but, you know, anybody who's interested that would be a good fit, we'd certainly be interested in talking to them. They can find more information on the position on the Cass County Extension website, so we encourage them to go there if they have questions, or they can also give us a call 243-1132.
Awesome. Well, that's one part of what we wanted to talk about. Now, I got to ask you, what is food, family, and fun?
Food, family, and fun. That's what we do in Extension.
All the time.
All the time. And more specifically, it's the name of an upcoming program that we are going to be offering in partnership with Montgomery and Mills County through a grant we received. But basically, what we're doing is a five-month class, family cooking. Family style cooking. So we were talking about food, and everybody likes food maybe more than we should, but we're talking about healthy food. This is growing healthy food and then also eating healthy food. So families in food, family and fun will meet with our instructors once a month to learn how to prepare healthy meals through hands-on cooking. And they'll also sit down to family meals and talk about how we interact during family meals. So we encourage families to sign up as a whole family unit and attend as a whole family unit. At each session, we'll be working in the family and consumer science classes at the local high schools. So at each session, they will actually make and eat an entire meal, and then they will also prep a second meal to take home with them to either eat later that week or freeze for later.
Learning a little bit about nutrition, learning a little bit about preparation and things,
right,
too. But it's also about being together as a family, isn't it?
Right. It's about being together as a family and how some of those mealtime conversations can go. If you're not used to eating together as a family, how do you sit down and start to have those conversations? And how do you budget that time into your day to do those things? We'll give them resources for fast, healthy recipes that they can make as a family, with each family member being involved in the preparation, and then also just sitting down and having that family meal, even if it's a quick family meal. And again, the skill of freezing for later. So if you do have a kind of a short notice sort of day, you can just pull that out of the freezer, pop it in the oven or in the microwave, and go. We will also be talking about the cost per serving and how you budget, do healthy cooking on a budget. So that's another skill we'll be discussing.
We blame time or lack thereof for a lot of those issues. I don't know how I would have gotten through high school without a TV tray, to be quite honest. It was kind of always eating on the run because everyone was active and doing things and all. But, you know, sometimes we use that as kind of a crutch, too. And
Right. Then
we kind of get away from it. We don't pass some of those skills on from generation to generation like it used to be done.
Yeah. And so, you know, like you said, if you grew up always having leftovers, well, somebody had to make those leftovers to begin with.
True.
So, and this is a great way to, like I mentioned, we give them the skills to put together a good balanced meal, shop for a healthy meal, and then just a lot of folks are interested in, you know, making and freezing those meals on the weekends. Or if you're making, you know, a pound of taco meat, make 3 pounds of taco meat and freeze two of those into enchiladas or something you can just pull out and warm up later. So that's, we'll focus on that skill.
You're not talking about foods out of a box or foods out of a can necessarily.
There are very few of those things in here, but it's all simple. We're definitely not gourmet cooking by any stretch of the imagination. This isn't going to be a 3-course sit-down meal, but it's going to be some basic, you know, we'll chop some peppers and learn how to saute some things and then put them all into a healthy, simple meal that most every family member will eat.
Awesome. When and where?
When and where? So these classes will start in mid-February and run through mid-June. We will be meeting in two locations. We'll be holding one 5-session class in Anita at the high school and one 5-session class in Atlantic at the high school. For specific dates, we meet about the middle of every month on Mondays in Anita and Tuesdays in Atlantic. You're welcome to sign up for whichever location you'd prefer and works better into your schedule or whichever one's closer to you. They meet from 6 to 8 p.m., and in that time frame, we will prep two meals, eat one meal, and have a little family conversation to boot. Because we are providing two meals per month, we are requesting a $40 fee for the program, but $40 for the program gets you 10 full family meals, and you can pay as you go if you would like. We want to make it affordable and accessible to everyone. And then if you come to the four early sessions, then you've paid your $40 and the last class is free, so just come and enjoy and celebrate with us. And families that attend those classes will also get to take home with them at the end what we call a family cooking kit. So all the things we've used throughout the class, whether we've learned how to use muffin tins, baking dishes, oven hot pads, things like that for the kitchen, all of those will be included in that kit you can take home and use going forward to prep your own meals.
About $4 per family meal?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You can't do that anyway. I dare you
no.
to do that somewhere.
and that's, we're planning on average family size of five. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's less than a dollar
oh, wow.
per person to eat. So
you're going to learn some really fun stuff there, yes. too. Okay, so is there a minimum number, and how do folks register?
Folks can register. This information is available on our website, or they can call our office. Again, that number, 243-1132. These will be available as soon as we can get them out to them from your elementary school guidance counselors. If you want to find those in either Atlantic or Anita, they should have this information that will be going home. And again, if you are interested, you can also always give us a call. We'll send one out to you. So just hoping to get folks signed up. We do want them signed up sooner rather than later. We are limited to the number of spots that are available in these family and consumer science kitchens. So we'll be taking about 5 or 6 families in each location, and then we're out of kitchen space.
Okay. Well, that'd be a good problem to have, wouldn't
yes.
it? Awesome. Well, and it's a great opportunity, too, to not only have some together time, but also to learn some lifelong skills, things that you'll be able to use and then pass on later mm-hmm. on.
Yeah, and this is families, parents, and kids cooking together. So this is the great time to pass on some of those skills and teach some of those skills.
Very good. So you can check a lot of that stuff out on the website. That's the easy place to go. You can find information about both the topics we were talking about here this morning. And if you are just want to talk to somebody, if you really, really want to get to know Kate a little bit better, you can call her on the phone.
Absolutely. Give us a call, or we can mail you any of the information on this as well.
Super. Thanks for coming in.
Absolutely.